Morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the Monday Morning Comment program. It is the third day of October already. That means we're counting down just a little over a month away from our general election coming up. And, of course, we're going to talk today. We told you earlier, Sherry Bacon is with us, who is one of the organizers of a petition in Valentine area in Cherry County to try to change back to your non-mail-in ballots or however, I don't know how we say that, Sherry.
Go back to our historical in-person voting with mail-in ballots upon request.
Okay. All right. So these these petitions have been out since about county fair time, right?
Yep.
So, and you have them out. I see them laying on the counter at businesses in a lot of places. I don't know if they're everywhere, but they're pretty close to everywhere.
No, they're not everywhere. Oh. But
maybe it's just the places I'm going to then.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have, Janine had the list of businesses, and she couldn't make it today, so I can't give you all of the businesses that they're in.
Okay. Now, the last time we visited, I think you said that they were going to try to pick those up toward the end of September, but you're going to leave them out for a couple more weeks,
yeah.
It sounds like?
Yep. We've been busy, and so people have another couple of weeks.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the background on this. Of course, I can't remember when it was. Cherry County went to an all mail-in ballot. And a lot of folks I've talked to, you've talked to, I'm sure there are somewhere people that kind of like this idea. But a lot of people that aren't necessarily in favor of the mail-in ballots, they'd like to go back to the historical, go vote somewhere.
I personally have not talked to anybody who wants 100% mandatory mail-in voting. They want a choice. Mm-hmm. They want the option. And there's a lot of questions people have. And we don't want anything other than just going back to the way it used to be.
So can we go back to the way it used to be? I mean, you remember Brittany was in a few weeks ago, several weeks ago now, Brittany Peterson, the Cherry mm-hmm. County Clerk, and she had said that finding locations for people to go vote is kind of hard because of ADA accessibility and those kind of things.
Okay. I have a thing from the Secretary of State about what has to be about accessibility. And basically, that went into effect in like 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much every public building has to be ADA accessible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the rules. And ramps don't have to be permanent. They can be temporary. This stuff can be, I don't see that ADA is an issue.
So a school building would probably qualify.
Sure.
If it's been ADA accessible and opened in the last 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
4-H building has ramps and accessible, right?
Yep. And they said permanent or temporary. There is one in thing about the express vote that is required by the Help America Vote Act, which prior to the 2020 statewide election, every polling place in Nebraska's 93 counties received that express vote for use by the voters, which...
Is that a machine or something, or what is that?
Key features, audio function with a headset, a Zoom feature, supports a SIP puff tube for voters who are not able to touch the screen.
Hmm.
Multi-language capability. And that would be at the up to the courthouse.
Right.
Every county has one of those already.
So something would be available on
right,
that scale.
Right.
So what about when we were visiting with Brittany, she had said about the cost, saving the cost of, if I remember right,
$17,000. Well, I do know that the clerk's office in their salary, in their resolution that they put forth to the commissioners, they were requesting extra money to put on a special election. So using saving money for the to the voters of the, you know, and then wanting, asking for extra money for a special election is a little, you know, I'm going to cry foul a little bit on that.
No explanation of what any or all special elections
I honestly don't know. Just know that they, you know, the office wanted money for a special election. There are statutes allow for special elections to remove, you know, and why I was kind of concerned because why would the voters be required to pay extra for something that the state says that we can do? We can remove some, we can remove a, you know, it, to me, a special election is like when you file to remove a county official or something for cause. Mm-hmm. And then you have a special election if it's in between. I forget the regulations. I read these a long time ago. But if it's within so many days, whatever, of a set set election, then you do it then. But if it's not, like, say, you know, then you have a special election to fill that position.
Sure.
Well, if, you know, you can see where that can lead, you know. Well, you don't, you know, if it's going to cost you to remove that person, if it's going to cost the county to remove that person, you know.
I think that I'm trying to remember back when we did sales tax approvals, and I think that the city had to put up $3,500 or something, some amount, and I can't remember exactly, but to finance the special election to pay for that because it was above and beyond, you know, doing a primary or a general election or something. So, but anyway, so
yeah,
so the cost factor,
$17,000 to me is pretty minimal.
Or if that's what the people want. I mean, if the people of Cherry County say they want to have places to go vote and stuff, then $17,000, give that up and go back to the way it was, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is not going to be a change quickly. If you get enough petition signatures on this, and it's a non-binding petition. It's a show of support, right?
Right. Yeah. That the it is completely up to the clerk. The clerk what we do or don't do. And just to be it took an application and everything to get to mail-in voting. There is mail-only precinct rules and regulations. And, you know, it talks about, but to go back, once approved by the Secretary of State, the precinct shall remain a mail-only precinct for all subsequent elections until the county clerk notifies the Secretary of State in writing. So all she has to do is send a letter saying, oh, we're going to go back. There is no big application. You know, it's not a... Once if I read the rules, it's not that big of a deal.
So this would probably be a possible change by 2024.
Yeah, depending on...
Not for this election.
Right. Yeah, it won't happen. No, right. It won't happen. Plus, I don't think you can change horses in the middle of the stream.
No, everything's pretty much set to go.
Yeah, you can't. Even if we'd have done this 3 months ago, you know, I don't think you can, you know, have mail-in on one and in person on another, you know, mm-hmm. between the primary and the general. I don't think you can change the method of voting in between.
So where are you at as far as numbers? Do you have any idea?
According to Janine has that stuff. We've been collecting pages once they're full so we don't lose stuff. 295 signatures, what we have so far. What we have out, we're guessing that we're going to have another 60 to 100, at least 100 signatures out there on petitions that we haven't gathered up and that, you know, we're still getting. So 400.
So still with a couple of weeks to go where people have an opportunity to sign.
400 and with 3,100, I can't remember the exact number of registered voters. What, 3,100, 3,200?
3,000 plus. I can't remember what.
Well, if we have 400 signatures, that is a little over 10% of the registered voters that have seen this. Mm-hmm. And we have not pushed this.
you were at the county fair. You came on the comment program right about that time, and then you guys were at the county fair giving people the information and giving them an opportunity to sign it.
Yep. And that is basically, and it's word of mouth, the petitions at the businesses. I'm surprised at the number of people that I talk to that don't know a thing about it. So
where can they go to sign the petition then? Is there a location or two we can mention?
Well, they have come back. I had one in Merriman and two in Cody, and those people have sent them back to me. So anybody from that direction, I think the Sale Barn still has, Janine's, Nelson Furniture, Parts Company, Hometown, Senior Center. Janine has that list.
That'll give them enough to go off of, or contact Janine.
Yeah, contact me. I have one out to Bacon Repair. Ron Lauer, you can talk to Ron Lauer. Janine.
So there are several locations. They should be able to find one if they want to give you a call or Janine a call and find out where they're located at. They could stop in if they're coming to the sale on Thursday.
Yep.
In fact, they're doing a way up sale today, I think, here at
the Sale Barn. As far as I know, the Sale Barn still has.
Okay. So if they're coming in from outside the county, they could sign it there. Otherwise, some of these locations for people, if they're in town over the next couple of weeks, and stop at one of those locations and find one of those petitions if they feel like signing that. I know when we talked to Brittany here a while back, and she said she would be more than willing to look at these and see what the people want.
Janine has been going through the signatures, and she has found, I think she told me she has found two where, you know, somebody signed twice. And I have had a couple of people sign that are not registered to vote yet, but they plan, you know, they were going to be. Excuse me.
So, again, they'll be available for a couple of weeks till the middle of October?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, we need to have another little meeting and get stuff planned.
And then you'll be sure to let me know what you come up with for numbers submitted?
Yes, and we don't have a plan exactly yet on how, you know, well, we're going to, you know, give this when and how we're going to give it to the clerk. You know, it might be at a commissioner meeting. Not 100% sure on that yet.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to remind people about that you had jotted down for something else we can blame on Janine or something?
I guess the one thing Brittany talked about that there was a 23% increase in votes. But I don't know that you can, because we've only had one cycle, I'm not sure you can attribute that to the fact that it was because it was all mail-in. Because people vote. After talking to people, people vote and don't vote for a surprising number of reasons.
There's a number of reasons, right.
Yeah. And, you know, issues. There was big issues in this last election, county-wise. And that might have spurred more participation. So, you know, I don't know that you can automatically say that mail-in is going to increase voter precipitation. Yeah.
I think it will. I don't know if that number will stay the same, if it's always going to be 23%, give or take, or something like that. But
well, that's true.
Yeah, my concern about it is informed voters are usually the ones that will make the effort to go to the poll, where uninformed voters might say, oh, I got my ballot, I'll click, 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 and write them off and send that in. And maybe they haven't studied the issues, which it's everybody's obligation to do.
Right. I had one person say, well, they got to vote four times because their parents or grandparents or whatever, they get their mail and vote, and they just, you know, here, fill this out for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that, yeah. You know, it is what it is, but that is not informed voting.
Right. And as you said, if the legislature, if we change and say we're going to go to a voter ID and vote in person, then so I wonder how does voter ID work if you do mail-in ballots?
I think that is the big that is one of the big questions that the legislature is going to have to deal with if, you know, the voters pass that constitutional amendment.
Okay.
And so that, you know, that may have a whole different, you know, set of voting regulations in two years.
Yeah, for our next change one. Quite a bit more than what we are thinking about. So.
Right.
Sherry, how do they get a hold of you if they have questions and want to find out more about this petition that will be available for the next couple of weeks?
My cell phone is 402-322-1955. I did not bring my phone in to give you, but Janine, you can, you know, call the Flowerland. Oh, that's, yeah, the Flowerland,
Flower
Janine's,
Exchange.
Janine's and Humdinger's. I forgot about Humdinger's. But you can get a hold of Janine. You can call me at Bacon Repair, 376-1245.
Okay. All right. So the people need to kind of keep an eye out for the petitions if they're interested. Sign those at one of those businesses that we mentioned.
Yeah, and have conversations with your friends, you know. And like I know we had no way of getting stuff, you know, no place of leaving this petition down in clear in southern Cherry County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and those voters, you know, they haven't, unless they've seen them at the business or something, you know, they haven't had the opportunity. And it's just basically word of mouth.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on when you get close to pulling those. Give us a couple of days' notice so we can tell people to get them signed if they want to. And then some final numbers after you get them all rounded back up again.
We will definitely do that.
All right.
We appreciate all your help.
Sherry, thanks for coming in again to update us and our listeners about this.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's this portion of the comment program.